Hey all, Matt Donald here. So rather than tell you specifically what we're going to talk about this month on the Paleobites Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald, which I don't know, it's going to be some Jurassic Park property or some crap. I don't know. I thought instead the best way to advertise this is by playing a clip of last month's episode where I talk about the fever dream that is the Dinoverse books by Scott Simpson. So roll the tape! And then she murmurs the line specifically to the GK Acrocanthosaurus. Again, I cannot stress this enough. A normal-ass Acrocanthosaurus. So kiss me already. I've only been waiting 100 million years. What the hell are these books? She falls in love with a normal-ass Acrocanthosaurus. I'm so angry and mad about this that I'm mixing up these dinosaurs. And I'm a dinosaur nerd. I never do that. She falls in love with an Acrocanthosaurus and then only agrees to get together with the human that's interested in her when this human is merged with the psyche of that normal-ass Acrocanthosaurus. These books are insane! Anyways.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that knows that while geology rocks, geography is where it's at. My name's Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a different genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I am joined by someone who I imagine, speaking of knowing where it's at, I could just plop them in the middle of the wilderness and they can figure out where they are pretty quickly just from the local wildlife and biome, whatever. It's Natasha Crack. How are you?
I'm doing well. And, you know, I do okay in North America.
Yeah. Do you know GeoGuessr? Do you know that kind of thing?
What's it called?
GeoGuessr.
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's like this game. It's like uses Google Earth. It plops you into a random part of the world. Or you can narrow the search and you can pick by looking at like the signs, the roads, and like the language, and like, well, you place a point and you see how far off you were, and people sometimes can figure it out in like 10 seconds. It's like, oh wow, these signs, the way they're done, it's purely a Pakistan thing. I'm like, how do you know that? The autism is flowing. As someone with autism, I can say that. So it's like, there are some things like, this is an autistic hobby. Like making a dinosaur podcast. So, yeah. Taste of the Tism. That's what this show should be called. But yeah, how are you today?
I am doing well.
Yeah, it's a good day, isn't it? It's a bit chilly. It's not chilly.
It's a bit crisp. It's fall when we're recording.
Yeah, exactly. It's fall. It's Halloween-ish. It's around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got any fun costume that's this year?
Well, it'll really depend on my work schedule, you know?
Yeah.
Because Halloween, unfortunately, this year is on a Tuesday.
Oh, yes, it is. Ooh, you know what is coming up soon? There's already passed by the time this episode comes out. The solar eclipse. The annular solar eclipse where it's like the moon's far enough away that doesn't quite cover the whole sun. But we're going to get a lot of it here.
That's what I've heard.
Can you imagine being back and before knowing a lot about astronomy and seeing that thing like, oh my God, the world's ending.
Or it was a sign from the gods.
A sign from the gods. They're not happy. Ra is displeased.
Or somebody.
Well, Ra would be the sun god. So
Ra
he'd be
is the sun god. Yeah,
yeah, so that's what I'm trying to who are the sun gods? Apollo, Helios, I guess for Greek. Did Norse have a sun god? Oh yeah, Sana or Sol, I think.
I don't remember if the Norse had a specific sun god.
I think they do. At least in terms of the video game Smite, they have a sun god named Sol, who's also like called Sana or whatever.
I mean, there is a wolf that chases the sun and moon.
Yeah, yeah, I know those.
Hati and Skull.
Yes, yes, I know those.
Chase the sun and moon.
Yes, yes, I do know
those. I don't remember, because I've dived into some Norse mythology, I don't remember a specific sun god.
I like the different, how aggressive the Norse explanation for the sun and moon setting is compared to the Greek, where it's like the Norse is like they're being chased by wolves. The Greek, it's like, oh, it's just Apollo on his chariot. You know, it's just...
I mean, the Norse are also in some ways a bit more interesting because their mythology is cyclical. The yes. gods can and will die, but in a way,
right.
the new generation of gods will be reborn.
Exactly. Isn't like some interpretations of Ragnarok, not so much that it's a prophetic thing, but it's actually already happened. And then the survivors were the first, were the humans that like eventually became modern day or something.
I've heard that one in a few smaller circles.
That also could be when they tried to anglicize it. Well, not Christianize it. Like,
yeah, oh, I had an acquaintance who believed that Ragnarok happened and two of the main people who survived were Adam and Eve and thus Christianity.
Yeah, I've heard some. That's clearly Christians coming in. It's like, no, okay, you can keep some of your culture, but right. this is the real religion. I mean, kind of like how, you know, a lot of the times in the older mythologies and older religions, a lot of people don't seem to realize this. They don't like the whole thing with like, again, to get into real theological debate here on this paleontological. the commandment is you shall have no other God before me in Ten Commandments. That implies there are other gods.
It does.
So, and there's some interesting.
And once I got out of Christianity, that's what brought that up. It's like,
oh yeah.
Oh.
Well, and it's an interesting sort of thing. It's like the 10 plagues were God meant to be saying, "I am better than your gods." Not necessarily your gods don't exist, but because like that's why the darkness plague was like second to last, because that means, oh, I'm better than Ra. But then like also there's a really fun detail in the masterpiece of a movie, The Prince of Egypt. You've seen Prince of Egypt, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
stunning
movie.
Stunning piece of animation.
I love that. It doesn't matter if you're religious or not religious. That is a movie that everyone can agree on is incredible.
Stunning animation.
Somehow, it's a religious movie that like just everyone loves.
Well, they put time into the animation.
Right. And into the music. Yeah, the story. Yeah. There's a scene after the death angel disappears into the heavens. You can see the place it disappeared to when the stars, you know, come back was the belt of Orion.
Ah.
In Egyptian mythology, that was the domain of Osiris.
Interesting.
So, which, you know, obviously was the patron of the dead.
Yeah.
So was that saying, was that God being like, my death angel usurps Osiris? Or, here's a fun interpretation, the death angel is Osiris.
Ah.
And so God's like commanding Osiris to take the lives of the firstborn.
That's, I mean, considering how unique Egyptian mythology can get.
Right. Like,
there's a couple of interpretations.
Yahweh was also just a very mean god. Like,
very.
Yeah,
very.
Yahweh was not a nice person at all. Anyways, on that note, let's talk about something that's just as horrifying as a death angel commanded by Yahweh, a spider.
Oh, it's a spider.
I hate spiders. They can all go to hell. They probably, that's where they crawl from anyways. Look, I know you worked at the Butterfly Pavilion.
Yeah, I volunteered at the Butterfly Pavilion, and that's why I got over my fear of spiders, but not everybody can.
Oh, look, you know, to be fair, like, what is it called? Like, not conversion therapy. That's, what is it called? Proximity therapy? Or what's
I don't.
The one where it's like you try and conquer the fear by having it in front of you a lot and just kind of desensitizing you to it.
I'm sure there's an exact term, but I don't know it all.
Proximity theory or something, or therapy or something. Proximity therapy.
But yeah. Long story short of it, volunteering at the Butterfly Pavilion got me over my fear because I helped people hold a tarantula named Rosie.
Right.
Who is a Chilean rosehair tarantula.
Ah, yes.
They can be incredibly docile.
Yes.
Well,
people have pet tarantulas for a reason. Like,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's also you got to know that there's some separation with tarantulas.
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, yeah.
Technically, this is oversimplifying, but in the hobby, there's Old World and New World.
Right.
Old World are the ones that you don't go into without experience.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah, because like
those are the African, they're the Asian ones, they're fast.
Oh, God.
And they have medically significant venom.
Right.
They can't kill you unless you happen to be allergic.
Right, and see, that's the thing, too. Like, I'm not really, I don't fear spiders. I'm disturbed by spiders. Because I know, especially in Colorado, none of them are going to hurt me here.
We
I mean, I guess there's some brown recluses that you can watch occasionally that, like, obviously those are bad.
They
or black
are considered
widows.
Medically significant.
Black widows.
Also medically significant.
Yeah, black widows. No, obviously. But I'm usually, like, the house spiders, the other sort of stuff, you find it perfectly harmless.
Yeah.
But they freaky to me. The way they look and the way they move in particular is just very off-putting to me.
I can see that.
Like, it's like, ugh.
And I try to ignore, because I remember reading this very fun fact that did not make me not sleep at night at all, that like the average house has about 100 different species of bug living inside it. And bug is a lot of term, including insects, arachnids, and like, yeah. So,
a lot of invertebrates.
Yeah, so there's a lot of spiders. There's probably a lot of spiders in this very room that we're in right now. I just like to pretend to not know that they exist, that they're there.
Probably.
You know? I mean, obviously, they're not probably crawling the walls. They're probably inside like the foundations of the house. Yeah, or and, or in the plant somewhere over there, like.
I mean, they're probably helping protect the plant.
Yeah, I know they're great for. I get it. I'm scared of them. Anyways, they're talking about a big one. Talk about Mega Monodontium, which means giant trapdoor spider. It's based off the modern genus Monodontium. Trapdoor spiders are a type. This is what this is called, a barrachelid, a group of spiders more commonly known as the trapdoor spiders. To which I say, nope.
I'm told that they're not a lot of fun to keep as pets anyway.
Oh, really? People tried to keep trapdoor spiders as pets?
Can and do.
I feel like they would just hide in their traps.
They do.
Yeah. How boring is that?
And the only time they get interested.
Stick your hand in that.
Just drop a cricket.
It's like, poor cricket. Cricket's like, why are you doing it to me? I tell you the temperature and everything, and this is how you repay me. That's how crickets talk, by the way. That's why I would hate to have Dr. Doolittle powers, because every time you go out, you hear a bunch of crickets saying, it's 70 degrees, or like, I want to have sex. every animal would be saying that.
Basically.
If you had Dr. Doolittle, like, I want to have sex too. Where are you? I'm over here. Where are you? Just constantly. All right. So size 2 inches/4 to 6 centimeters wide with its legs spread out enough to comfortably fit in the palm of your hand. Nope. Carnivores, its diet, nope. Time, mid to late Miocene, 16 to 11 million years ago, nope. Location, I'll give you 3 guesses. The first 2 don't count.
Australia.
You got 3 guesses, though. The first 2 don't count. What's some of the other 2 guesses?
Sonoran Desert of North America.
Yes.
And Sub-Saharan Africa.
You were correct the first time. It's Australia.
Of course it is.
Of course it's Australia. Where else would it be? Also, nope. Described in 2023, actually just a few weeks ago, as nice. A recording. Pop culture appearances, nope. And may it stay that way forever. So this thing was discovered recently. It's like basically like, again, the paleontological theme of like, what if everything was bigger and worse back in prehistoric times? This is a trapdoor spider that is 5 times the size of modern trapdoor spiders. So, nope.
So one thing that's nice about trapdoor spiders is you don't see them a lot. They like to hide.
Yes, I mean, they're traps.
They like to be ambush predators, so you're not going to come across them very often.
Well, it's like, it's kind of like part of our... Because I was looking this up, like, I read there's this, like, a scientific sort of study on, like, why are people so afraid of spiders? Like, in terms of, it's an evolutionary thing. Maybe one of the issues, like, because we're also afraid of holes. Like, yeah. When you see a hole, we instinctively think there's something in there.
I mean,
and oftentimes there is.
Hide in burrows.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, like, the worst kind of Indiana Jones-style trap is when we have to stick your hand in there, try and get a lever, or if you don't do it right, it severs your hand or something. Something we have to stick your hand in something. It's just like, nope, I'd rather not.
And my one question to them is, why don't you ever put a hook on a stick?
Because then that wouldn't be exciting. It wouldn't be a movie, you know? My favorite one of those movies, like, I know I get off topic a lot of this. I just think about those kind of movies. It's funny that there were National Treasure movies, wasn't there? Just the idea of there being an Indiana Jones or Da Vinci Code style thing, but for American history specifically.
That was a really wacky series.
And I want to know, it's been 15, 16 years. What the hell was on page 47 that Nicolas Cage said to the president when he looked at it? He said it was life altering. Maybe the reason there hasn't been National Treasure 3 is because they haven't figured it out.
Probably not.
Because the second movie was successful. I want to know what was on page 47.
I don't remember the second one too much.
The second one's where he kidnaps the president.
I thought that was the first one.
First one's where he steals the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
Someone brought up the point that the movies would not be the way they were if it wasn't for white privilege. Can you imagine a black man kidnapping the president,
I mean, then there's this thing called plot armor.
Yeah, it's like over. Because he's a white Nicolas Cage, he gets away with it at the end.
It's Nicolas Cage, though. Yeah. Who's gonna believe it?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I actually know if Nicolas Cage, the real Nicolas Cage, kidnapped the president right now, I'd be like, it's just a day that ends in Y. Nicolas Cage
the
is a madman.
The president's probably in on it if Nicolas Cage actually did it.
Yeah, yeah.
They staged the whole thing.
Yeah, they probably did the movie because he had to come up with the idea before. What are some of the things we can get away this guy with? He already stole the Declaration of Independence, did a heist to steal it, which is pretty cool.
But it's Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, he has a dinosaur skull.
Ah, okay.
Which normally I don't like. I don't like private ownership of fossils that we can study, but apparently it's like a very, very common type. Well, but even then, like, it could still have something different with it, but it's like, I think it's a Triceratops skull, and we have hundreds of those.
Ah.
So I guess keep it, but at the same time, I'm not really a fan of privatized owning of fossils, because they're for the scientists to study. Anyway, so Platyceramus, that was a much more pleasant invertebrate. We're talking about Megamonodontium. So this creature's new enough that we don't really know too much about it, and there was the big trapdoor spider from Australia. Miocene probably would have preyed on like some lizards and all that sort of stuff, but none of the creatures that live back. Australia had some fascinating creatures. I mean, always does. This is around, I think this is a little bit before Diprotodon, which was the biggest marsupial known, the wombat the size of a rhino. Is this around where Proceoplaya, that one short-faced kangaroo that's like carnivorous? There was one of those. Which it was in the fourth Ice Age movie, because those movies are really good at having crazy prehistoric creatures that are actually real. That one, she was in the pirate crew, and she held weapons in her pouch. Those movies are creative. Megamondo, what do you say about it, man? I love how the clickbait like seems to, because I didn't realize it was this small. It was like 2 inches. I'm like, that's whatever. But the way media was hyping is like this giant spider found in prehistoric Australia and shows the images of this rock and there's a spider. Like, it's like clickbait.
A lot of spiders are smaller than you would think.
Yeah, and you know what? Good. I don't want a big spider. I don't know what I'd do. Have you heard of the game Grounded?
Don't think so.
Okay, so it's a survival game. You know those survival games where you're out in the woods, you know, had to build a shelter, like collect resources. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of those. There's one called Ark Survival Evolved, which is about dinosaurs, so obviously I should be getting into that one. But like, but this one, Grounded, it's like, what if you take that concept and apply it to like a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sort of thing, where the environment is, you know, just a backyard. Uh-huh. And there's spiders. And there's, you know, other sort of stuff. And it's like, I've heard some people playing, it's like, it's more terrifying than any horror game you can think. If you get caught in a web and you hear the spider coming, it's like it activates some weird lizard part of your brain that didn't expect this kind of terror to be. It's like, get me out of this thing right now. Like, there's like wasps and like, there's like, yeah. Oh man, it sounds like hell.
I have more problems with wasps than spiders.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. One time I was in the line at a fast food place and I couldn't get the food because a bee kept like, I mean, I think it was a bee, it might have been a wasp, let's say it was a bee, probably it was probably just like buzzing around and I kept trying to shoo it away, and I'm terrified of bees. I know they're good for the, obviously, and bees are much nicer than wasps.
Yes,
much, much nicer. But I just wanted this bee to get away from me, and I kept trying to shoo it away. It finally did and I got my food, but I was just like, why? You did that on purpose, bee. So let's see if I can get a picture here for you of Megamonodontium. Not Mega Mind. Google, shut up. Okay.
Yes, the almighty Google.
So here's the fossil.
Okay, yeah, I could see how the fossil would make it look bigger because they've got nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing to reference for scale. Yeah, so.
It might look big, but to know that it was really only 2 to 4 inches.
Uh-huh. Here's the artist's impression, which also makes it look big, especially with those birds in the background.
So it looks like a lot of primitive spiders.
Yeah.
That Australia still has around.
Yeah.
It was probably pretty stocky.
Oh yeah, like a tarantula. Which is
Tarantulas and trapdoor spiders are two different families.
No, I know they are. But one thing that made me want to never go to Australia. I mean, at first I was like, oh, okay, I'll go there, but I'll stay away from the wilds. And I'm like, oh, no, these things are too. Huntsman spiders. I hate them. I hate the fact they are the most terrifying spider. The fact that they're big and gangly and also kind of like a mix between a daddy long legs and a tarantula somehow. And the fact that they're aggressive.
They're not aggressive.
Yes, they are. Huntsman spider. There's like
video. They're aggressive towards other insects, but
there's like a video I saw of this Australian tea. They were having some slumber party or something. And then this huntsman came. They put a cup on one of the huntsman. The huntsman started fighting its way out.
That doesn't surprise me. The time I've captured spiders to remove them, they put up a fight.
Yeah.
I recently had to get a black widow out of a bad place in our backyard.
Yeah.
I use a cut in half water bottle and a paintbrush to do so.
Yeah.
And it didn't like being in the cut in half water bottle.
No.
It was scrabbling around, but I put it out where I wanted it, in the ditch next
That's
to our
good.
House.
That's good. So, like, yeah.
But it was a full-blown female black widow.
Yes.
She was a beauty.
Oh, yes. Probably had an egg sac that if you killed her all the little end.
Well, if she had an egg sac, she wasn't near it.
No, I guess that's true. Look, I give spiders a lot of crap, but like it's I get that they're just animals like any other. They can't control how creepy they look.
No.
Some of them can have kind of cute personalities. I've seen like some people try to say, oh, look at the jumping spiders, they're so cute. Even those terrify me. Like, no, like some of that's even more wrong. It's like an uncanny valley. Those big eyes looking like no, I don't want it. No. I'm such an arachnophobe. I hate this thing. Ready to get 165 million? How about negative 65 quintillion? That's my rating. What about you? What do you rate this thing?
I mean, it's a trapdoor spider. Those are a unique family.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll give it a solid 20.
Oh.
20 cool. million.
20 million. Cool. Good for you.
The spiders, they're they occupy their niches.
I don't think we rated Platyceremus. Now I think about it. I think we forgot to do that.
That's okay. Let it be.
Let it be. I rated 65 million bucks that one for its pearls. If anyone's keeping track of all the scores for that one, that one. Anyways. But that's it for this week. If you don't get to hold the show, you can contact me at paleobitespodcast@gmail.com, paleobitespod on Twitter, and paleobitespodcast on Instagram. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram right now at NK Arts and Crafts.
Cool.
I have mixed levels of activity depending on how busy work is that week.
But you always show some cool stuff. So, yeah. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazook, available for print and Kindle. This would not have been in it because it was a bit after the dinosaurs. I don't even know if I included any spiders in it. I might have had a few, one or two, maybe mentioned ones. I don't know. I mean, not really a big deal. It's not really about them, you know. So, that's it for this week. Say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, just nope. Nope.
Itsy bitsy spider.